The customary cheering at the opening bell on Wall Street couldn't mask the fear felt by many investors at the start of trading. News of Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent stocks tumbling, following a global trend that also hit Asia and Europe. The Dow and S&P were deep in the red most of the day, and despite a late rally, investors for the long term are fearful. In Russia, stocks fell over 30% and the ruble dropped to a record low.
I think Vladimir Putin has essentially decided to put glory and imperial conquest and also revenge ahead of the economic prospects of his own country and fellow Russians. That's the simple calculation he's made.
Making matters worse, the global economy was already unsettled, still trying to recover from the economic effects from the pandemic. Inflation, continued supply chain issues, and slower growth, and now a war. In many ways, it's the perfect storm. Oil prices reached over $100 a barrel for the first time since 2014. Russia is the world's second largest exporter, and analysts predict that, along with supply chain issues, the war could push prices at the pump even higher than they are now. Prices for European natural gas, most of which is supplied by Russia, skyrocketed 50%. Wheat and corn prices jumped to their highest point in a decade. Both Russia and Ukraine are major producers, and consumers might ultimately pay the price in more expensive food products. With the global economy now shaken from war, the question is no longer if there will be a downturn, but now how deep and for how long. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.